Imagine you wake up one morning and realize that every single person living in your nearby locality has just vanished without a single trace to be found. Hello everyone, and welcome to the podcast. This is your host Trina, and you're listening to Mystery, History and Miracles. Today's story is based on the village in Rajasthan that was abandoned overnight. Rajasthan is the largest state of Indian subcontinent. Often considered as the land of Maharajas, known for its mesmerizing forts, beautiful lakes and rich culture. Rajasthan has a long and a vibrant cultural history that makes it one of the most popular tourist destinations. Now, if I start describing the beauty of Rajasthan, it may never end. So for now, let's come to the story. The story is based on the village named Kuldhara, established in 1291, and is located around 20 km from the Jaisalmer district of Rajasthan. The village was inhabited by Palewal Brahmins, who are considered upper caste according to Hindu religion. Some research suggests that there were approximately 410 houses and 1500 people living in the village. It is said that the resident of the entire village fled on one dark night in 1815, leaving behind their homes and everything with them. There are several stories surrounding the deserted village. According to one such story, the erstwhile minister of Jaisalmer, Salim Singh, who was known for his lecherous and filthy tax-collecting methods, fell for the daughter of the village chief. When the chief didn't agree to his demands, he threatened them by burdening them with massive taxes. Fearing the imposition of taxes, the villagers decided to leave the village. It is also believed that they cast a curse that no one could ever live in that village. Now, this is quite a plausible story. Nothing unconventional, nothing out of the box. But the unsolved mystery is that after abandonment, the villagers just disappeared in thin air. Till date, not a single trace of them or their descendants have been found. Many efforts were made by the government and Archaeological Survey of India, but neither a single clue has been recovered nor any group has claimed to be their descendants. It is said that whoever tried to settle down on that land experienced paranormal activities and left soon after. The neighboring villagers believe that the curse on the village is still in effect, so they close the gate of Kuldhara every day after sunset to ensure that spirit does not bring any harm to them or their loved ones. In 2010, Gaurav Tiwari, a certified paranormal investigator, has claimed to experience paranormal activities in the region. He spends a night there with 18 other members of Indian Paranormal Society who claim to have noticed interference in their devices like electromagnetic field sensor, infrared thermometer and electronic voice phenomenon recorder, and had positive communications during their visit to the temple of Kuldhara. They claimed that in the morning when they were about to leave the village, they saw a car brought by them was full of deep scratches. They also claimed to have encountered moving shadows, haunting voice, talking spirits and other paranormal activities. However, the caretaker at Kuldhara says that he has never experienced anything unusual about the village. Another story refers to the drying up of village well that would have reduced the productivity, coupled with steep tax demands, could have forced villagers to abandon Kuldhara. Rather than overnight, the abandonment was said to have been gradual. Research by geologists at the Mohanlal Sukhtia University, based on Udaipur district of Rajasthan, pointed out that the rows of roofless houses indicate that the destruction was sudden, similar to what was recorded at the remains of Harappan sites of Indus Valley Civilization. Further, a team led by Professor A.B. Roy found strong support for the overnight abandonment theory. Superimposing the village on the seismotectonic map of the area, the team found that the now dilapidated structure were located on the geological faults. According to him, the collapsed walls, fallen pillars in the houses cannot be attributed to the normal process of weathering and erosion. It appeared that the damage to life and property might have been substantial. In the year 2018, a gang of thieves were caught while taking out buried gold and silver from the houses in the village. The thieves confessed that they had taken out gold and silver jewelry from the village and had sold it in Delhi and Jaisalmer market. As per historians, the decision to migrate was taken so quickly that they could not take away jewelry and money that they had caught safe in the walls and basements of their houses. Due to this, there is a possibility of treasures being hidden at their abandoned houses of the village. Gradually, the site acquired a reputation of tourist spot. In 2011, some scenes of the Bollywood movie Agent Vinod and in 2017 climax scene of the Tamil movie Thiran Adhikaram Ondru were shot there. In 2015, the Rajasthan government decided to actively develop the village as a tourist spot and planned to include establishment of visitor facilities such as a cafe, a lounge, a folk dance performance area, nightstay cottages, shops, etc. Later, a PIL was filed by Sunil Palewal alleging the ruins of Kuldhara village were being demolished under the guise of restoration. He told the court that there are several plans to start commercial activities in Kuldhara. The court ordered Archaeological Survey of India to form a committee and inspect the site. After inspection, the committee recommended few changes. The court accepts the recommendations and further directs that any developmental work shall be undertaken only on the left flank of the road, which divides the actual heritage monument and the vacant land. At present, Kuldhara village is a heritage site and is maintained by Archaeological Survey of India. Tucked away with mysteries and folklores, the village lies in ruins and all that is left are various open houses in a state of complete despair with no signs of human establishment and activities. Tourists can tour the houses recreated by Archaeological Survey of India to assist the imagination of what Kuldhara might have been and get a glimpse of lovely architecture that possibly was. Although after 6 p.m., no tourists are allowed until today. So, that was the story of Kuldhara. The sources used for this story are given in the episode description. For any related pictures or articles, you can visit the Instagram handle at mystery._miracles. Hope you enjoyed the episode. See you in the next one. Till then, goodbye. Take care.